If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Campaigning on the virus response.
This guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner.
And the nation's economic recovery.
Vote for jobs, safety, lower taxes.
Clock ticking on new stimulus.
Stop standing in the way of a new bill.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump and Joe Biden are blitzing key states as the campaign is into its final weeks. And it's against a pandemic backdrop that indicates the country is seeing its worst daily case numbers in 3 months. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang begins our coverage.
It's great to be back in Nevada.
At a packed rally Sunday night, President Trump courted voters and slammed Joe Biden.
If he comes in, Carson City will become a ghost town. And the Christmas season will be canceled.
Mr. Trump continues to say the end of the pandemic is near.
We're rounding the corner. We got the vaccines, all that, but even without it, we're rounding the corner.
But cases of coronavirus are rising in around 40 states, a point former Vice President Biden seized on at a drive-in rally in North Carolina.
Turn the corner. Things are getting worse.
Since April, the Biden campaign has outraged the Trump team by more than $280 million. It's spending more, too, especially in crucial battleground states, shelling out over $24 million more in Florida, nearly $30 million more in Pennsylvania, and more than $18 million in Wisconsin.
Our latest CBS News Battleground Tracker poll has Joe Biden out ahead of President Trump in Wisconsin and Arizona. Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto says early voting indicates heavy turnout by Democrats.
They're casting their ballots early, and we see a big lead for Joe Biden among ballots that have already been cast in both Arizona and Wisconsin.
Horns honk in Miami in support of Joe Biden. Early voting is just getting underway in Florida, a crucial state. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
This line extends around the corner and all the way down the block. And people have been standing out here for hours now, braving sporadic downpours. This is Florida, after all. Many told us that they wanted to get here early to cast their ballot before the start of their workday.
In Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us negotiations on a new round of economic stimulus are resuming today.
Speaker Pelosi says she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are still haggling over numbers and the fine print.
They changed shall to may, requirements to recommendations, a plan to a strategy.
Pelosi said the two sides are also still at odds over tax credits for lower-income working people and funding for state and local governments. Both sides agree the package should include another round of stimulus checks, money for schools, and a reinstatement of federal unemployment benefits, which lapsed in July. Britton Foster of New York relied on the last stimulus deal.
Basically, we've just been subsisting at the lowest level that we possibly can, eating as little food as possible. I make sure my daughter has food. I eat once a day. Something has to happen now.
Early rounds of financial assistance from Washington are cited for a rise in consumer credit scores. The Wall Street Journal says the stimulus helped people keep up with their bills and pay down debt. Confirmed global coronavirus cases now top 40 million. More than 70,000 infections were recorded in this country Saturday. CBS's Lilia Luciano says that hasn't happened since July.
26 states are in the red zone for new infections. In all, 38 states have new cases trending up. Nationally, over the last week, new cases jumped 18%, averaging 51,000 a day. Five states have positivity rates higher than 20%, especially shocking South Dakota's rate, 36%, and Iowa just under 50%.
In New York City, officials managed to block a wedding in the Brooklyn Orthodox community that was expected to have 10,000 people attending. And Dr. Anthony Fauci tells 60 Minutes he now needs to travel with armed security because of death threats over what he said publicly about the virus.
It bothers me less than the hassling of my wife and my children.
They've been threatened.
Yeah. I mean, like, give me a break.
Have there been death threats against you and your family? Yeah. All of you, your daughters?
No, just me, but hassling, harassment against the rest of the family.
It's believed many homes have been lost in a wildfire in north central Colorado that forced thousands of people to flee. Gary Muchow and his family left their home at the base of Storm Mountain.
It's piqued my anxiety to 200% higher than it was. If the structure can be saved, it will be because fire officials are up there doing it. It won't be because of luck.
Another fire west of Fort Collins, burning for 2 months and now the largest in state history, is more than 62% contained. In Utah's Zion National Park, a woman who was missing for 12 days was found safe yesterday. This neighbor of hers is relieved.
It's good news that they found her, and, you know, I'm glad for the family and hope everyone's okay.
The 38-year-old woman was supposed to spend just one day in the park. Search crews were able to find her after another visitor spotted her. An out-of-service Carnival cruise ship was put to good use 37 miles off the coast of Palm Beach, Florida, as crew members rescued 24 people from a sinking boat. It's not clear how the smaller boat got into trouble. Passengers were later put on a Coast Guard ship. Trial opens today in a lawsuit brought against Virginia Governor Ralph Northam in his plan to take down a Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond. The removal was ordered back in June, and residents who live near it say they want it to stay. In baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers used the long ball to get past the Atlanta Braves in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series and make it to the World Series.
This time he hits the ball to deep right field. Cody Bellinger!
The call on Fox as Cody Bellinger hit the go-ahead home run in the seventh to give the Dodgers a 4-3 lead for good. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I don't want to get too emotional, but I am. But I'm just so proud of these guys. It's been a crazy year.
It sure has. L.A. will now take on Tampa Bay in the World Series. Game one is tomorrow night. Voters are being urged to make a plan about how and when to vote. For some people, there may be too many hurdles.
A lack of formal addresses on reservations. Rural post offices far from where people live causing delays in receiving mail ballots. The plight of Native Americans wanting their vote to count in November.
As states have moved increasingly to vote by mail, Native Americans are getting left out of logistical considerations.
Jacqueline De Leon with the Native American Rights Fund says Native Americans are being told this election is not for you.
So some Native Americans feel disengaged from that process.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The Navajo Nation in Arizona has been dealt a setback with an appeals court turning down the call for an extra 10 days to count votes after Election Day because of slow mail delivery. The court said those ballots couldn't be distinguished from others that would be too late to count. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.